children. What are we gonna do to show we care? How are we gonna be there for our children when they feel that life has just not been that fair?
Good evening and welcome back to Family Matters, Mask's weekly radio show. And Mask, Mothers and Fathers Aligned Saving Kids. We have a helpline. We are a referral agency. We offer support groups. We are in the schools doing programs, prevention programs with the young adults and with the PTA. So if you want any program in your school, your yeshiva, feel free to call Mask and we'll reach out to the school for you and bring in speakers on all mental health issues, including bullying and whether it's mental health or addictions. Feel free to call Mask 718-758-0400. And if you know someone that may want to do a naloxone free training and get a free kit for opiate prevention of opiate overdose, call Mask. Give them our number. Maybe it's for your family member, a loved one, maybe someone that lives next door to you or you sit next to in shul. Our confidential number is 718-758-0400. We need to take action in helping families that are struggling with addiction for prevention of opiate overdose. Again, our confidential number, 718-758-0400. And I want to let our listeners know that we have with us a very, very brave mom who is going to share her story, her Nachas report tonight with us. And I'd like to welcome my dear friend, Sarah. Sarah, thank you for being on our show tonight to give parents the feeling of hope to share your story. Thank you, Sarah.
Thanks for having me.
So I want to get right to it and talk about your first call in November of 2014. You called Mask. You described having a daughter that was struggling. You said that she was shoplifting, she was cutting herself, she was a mood disorder. And Mom, you were so confused when you called the helpline. So can you describe where you found our number? What made you have the courage to pick up the phone then? And this is going back to 2014.
Well, my daughter was very, she was like diagnosed as mood disorder because we didn't know where to go. We took her to doctors and psychiatrists. It wasn't like in the family, I knew nothing about what was going on. I just saw so many different signs. And we reached out to many different organizations, but my pediatrician was the one to insist that I call you. And he gave us a very good lead. And when I described my daughter, you told me to go to Rabbi Tversky, which happens to have been, he had like a seminar or something that you told us to go to like once a week. And it was extremely helpful. He understood us like no one else did. He really listened to us and he connected us with a very important rabbi, and which is, we happened to be Hasidish and he was totally not. And yet he totally got what was going on and he led us to different ideas and he opened us up to different options how we can work with our daughter.
And how confusing was it for you, and were you terrified to call a helpline and describe
the whole concept
going on?
Of a child that's giving you trouble and doing trouble is terrifying. It's something that a mother does not know how to handle. There is no, you know, when someone has chas v'shalom an illness, there's a doctor, there's a derech. This is such a new concept. And back then in 2014, it was even more strange. And she came from such a sheltered home, and we were my extended family, such warm people. Like, where is it coming from, and where do we go to? So, yes, calling you was amazing. And even if I didn't go to every seminar that you insisted on, knowing that we had you to call and you always answered us and picked up our phones, even when I had the idea that you should go to SSO, and I was to ask Toyra, everyone told me I should, I still picked up the phone to you. I don't know if you called me or I called you, but your validation that I should send her was amazing.
Thank you, but I want my listeners to all know that when people say they called me, it doesn't mean me only personally. I have an amazing staff. There's Yocheved, there's Simcha, there's Esther, there's Noah, there's Victor, there's Razi, there's Dini.
Yeah,
there's
I can tell
Esther
you, whenever my experience is with you, Muhammad, yeah, whenever I called your hotline, there was someone there that listened, that gave me an etza, that followed up, and you held my hand.
Right. So what I want my listeners to know is that there is a staff waiting on the other end of the phone to try and help families get to, whether it's a school,
you must call.
Therapist.
You must call. There is no other way. No one understands you as much. You must reach out.
And that's the real message about having the courage to pick up the phone to try and get the assistance, the guidance, the right referral for each case. Each family is different and unique. And even if you know someone that's going through the same thing as you are, possibly there is something different, underlying different in a family dynamics. So we suggest you call, whether it's MASC.
Reaching out is the reason my daughter today is who she is. I could never do this myself. Not myself, not with my husband. It's not enough. We need much
Absolutely.
More than that. We need your we need your expertise. We need your experience, and you've seen so much, and each individual has only seen their kid.
Right. Yes.
We need to compare notes. You need to share with us. There's so much help out there that we looked for and that we found. And the only way was when you pick up the phone and you call, I have a problem. And you have to call early. Don't wait till it's too late. The minute you see signs, you have to call. Do not ignore them.
And that's a very, very important message that we try to get out there for awareness, is the prevention, that it shouldn't escalate to other kinds of behaviors. When someone's not happy, they may self-medicate, they self-mutilate, they start cutting, they do drugs,
the earlier you start with your child, the earlier she'll return.
Exactly.
Because when a child is a child is a child, the minute you're already an adult, you it's so much harder to turn back or to stop what you're doing, because you become more mature. While you're doing silly things on immaturity, I found that my daughter blames it a lot on immaturity later. So then it was so much easier to turn around. Because the minute she turned 19 and she looked back and she said, and she was able to say, oh, that was so childish. Even if it was the worst, but it was a childish mind. So the minute you see signs, it was absolutely, from when she turned 14, 15, we didn't stop whatever worked, of course, but we tried so hard to reach out and get the help that we needed. And I don't regret one phone call I made.
And remember,
and yes, we made many phone calls.
I'm sorry. I wanted to mention that not always is it a doctor, a therapist, or a rehab that one needs. Sometimes it's school-related, and it's an evaluation or an assessment. Or the parents need to do something different for a young person's behaviors. MASC always says if we change the music in our home, our kids' dance steps could change. So whatever you're doing may not be working. When you call the helpline or you go to a support group or we get you a therapist or you get a mentor over the phone then you could learn something new that maybe would change things. Mom, I know that you had told me back then you had a younger child with a disability. You had an older child with ADHD. And during your challenges, Loa Lane, or you were going through chemo, firstly, I hope that you're well and you should have a complete refuah shlema.
Amen. Thank you.
And I would like to talk about what it felt like to be so overwhelmed, being pulled in so many different directions.
Tefillah, and then you have to, focus on each. You have to focus on each problem, if you call it, individually. And every morning when you wake up, you ask Hashem to give you all the strength that you need for all the children that you have.
Amen.
And
yes,
no, we absolutely didn't. You don't choose one fight or one struggle or one strategy over the other. Each one is the same important. And yes, when she was 14, 15, it was hard on us. We had a lot of challenges, but we never gave up on her. We never. And it's also one thing I want to tell to my friends who are going through this. Never, never give up on your child. When you think that you did everything, there's something else you can do. When you think she's not there anymore, she is still there. And the more you believe in it, the more it will be. You have to really believe. No matter how far away she was, and she was very, very far, she knew that her parents are there and that her family is there. Never chas v'shalom. I look around, and I can't blame anybody's derech, but when I see a mother giving up, the child gives up with her. There's always help. Just reach out for it, because there's always something else.
This young lady, who was at the time 16 years old, she was drinking, she was drugging, she had ear piercing.
No, she never did drugs, Muhammad. I have to say that. Baruch
Hashem, she wasn't. She was drinking.
That was one thing she did not touch, and that was
my apologies. She was drinking at the time.
I'm sorry?
She had an alcohol issue?
Yes, she did that,
right.
Yes.
Sorry.
And others,
yes.
And other addictions also, but not the drugs, Baruch Hashem.
Right,
I'm not saying one is worse than the other, but that particular thing was not in her notebook as far as we were able to, you know. That's one thing she said, Tati and Mommy, I am not going to touch that. And today, when she's already married, Baruch Hashem, she said she withstood that one only because of us.
And that's what
she
it's
wouldn't
want
to let us down over there. Like, she felt she let us down in so many ways. My husband, Baruch Hashem, was very strong. He was never afraid to tell her, remember, Shefala, where you're coming from. Remember, and I used to look at him like, what are you even telling her? She doesn't even know what her name is right now. Like, tell her something more, like, on her level. No, remember your family name. Remember who you are. Remember Tati and Mommy every time she left the house. Well, when we didn't want her to leave, or when she went overseas, and she said that kept her. She would not, like, till there. But everyone's struggle is different. I didn't know a lot of things she was doing, and now she comes back and she's sorry about so many things. But it was a lot of the support that we were taught to give the child.
And today, Baruch Hashem, you could report. You want to share the update?
Yes, I want to share with you that Baruch Hashem, my daughter is married. She has a child, and she's very erlich. And we see so much nachas, and it is a miracle. It is a nest, and saying it in one sentence as a miracle is so understated. I want to scream. The horrifying years that we had to go through, and the pain, and the things we needed to do for her because of her. And in the community, it wasn't easy. And if I look back now, I don't know how we did it. But it was for our child, and it was all the help that we gave our child. And we never, I repeat, never gave up. And I don't want any mother and father ever to look at a child and think of the child as inferior, even though she or he is doing things that it wouldn't ever be in your imagination. But your child is in there. Her Yiddishkeit, his Yiddishkeit is there, reach out and ask for the help there is out there, and it will help your child, and you will see nachas. If you keep doing, don't give up.
You know, we always tell parents that whatever you put into your child, whatever from kind religion, whatever, however you conduct your home, your Shabbos table, they know how you are and what you are and what you stand for. And many, many, many children, hundreds and hundreds, I mean, Mask has over 47,000 families that have reached out to me over the last 21 years. And I must say, the young adults, the married children, whoever it is, when they do come back and they're feeling better and they feel great in their own skin and they're healthy human beings, healthy in the society, in their family, with themselves, they do share. And they say, my parents never gave up. They learned to deal with whatever our pain was. They knew that they were in pain, and they would not give up. So yes, as Mask always says, never, never give up. I'm glad that that became your motto.
Yeah, and these children, they never forget either. They remember all the little things that was done for them. To you, a little good thing you did for them, even though it was so hard, it meant the world. When it's, you know, I say this sometimes to people who ask me, when it's the hardest, that's when you need to love.
Very, very, very real. When it's the hardest, when they're Mechal Shabbos, when they're doing drugs, when they're acting out, when they're doing things that are so anti your family's values, we still need to learn to love them no matter what, and keep that door open and let them be a part of the family, even if they're not dressed the way we would want them to be dressed at a family simcha. I remember 20 years ago when we had a family that lost a child, Lo Aleinu, but I remember the parents, who were amazing, came out publicly, spoke at a Mask event. We had over 1,000 people 20 years ago at the event on Kings Highway in Brooklyn, and I remember the dad saying that one day the young man, Olvashom, walked home Shabbos and was in an army outfit in fatigue, and he said, the dad said, you want to walk with me? Let's go out for a walk. And he goes, you're going to walk with me on Shabbos with your Bekashen Strimel and everything, and I'm going to be in army outfit? Father goes, yeah, I'm not embarrassed. I love you no matter what for who you are. And he walked out publicly, and that's really what we need to get used to, is that the outside is not what really matters. We need to learn to look at the inside, like it says in Pirkei Avos. We need to look at the inside of what the child, what the loved one, what your husband, wife, son, daughter, aunt, uncle is going through and what they're about. And we need to realize that if they are acting out against family values, that means there must be some pain. To some, it's a hidden pain, molestation, possibly getting molested. And to other, it was bullying when they were younger. They could have been in fourth grade and gotten bullied, and today at 16, they're acting out. Because whatever the trauma is, a loss of a family member, young, finding a grandparent, Lo Aleinu, dead, whatever it may be, trauma, that can be causing the pain.
And yeah, and everyone has to reach out to the help that their child needs. Some kids, some kids need a little more discipline. Some kids don't. And you're not going to know that if you don't reach out to Das Toida, or you don't reach out to some therapist or psychiatric evaluation. Some kids need more and some kids need less. And you have to ask Hashem that the derech that you're taking is the right one.
Absolutely. And I want to thank you. We have with us a very brave mom who called the Mask Helpline in 2014, Sarah, and anyone that wants to speak to Sarah, that wants to get chizuk from Sarah, you can reach her by calling the Mask Helpline, 718-758-0400. And we are available from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. I want to share with our listeners tonight that Mask will be having, in conjunction with Torah Psychology, sponsored by Interboro and LSA Outpatient Clinic, Drug Addiction Clinic, we are going to be having, in memory of Yad Malki Klein, Bas Avraham Shalom, my apology, we are going to be having an event, a Viktor Frankl conference, and it is on Awakening Greatness in Children, Transforming the Intense Child. Where our featured speakers are Rabbi Y.Y. Jacobson and Howard Glasser, the author and founder of the Nurtured Heart Approach. Sunday, April 29th, at Congregation Beth Torah, 1061 Ocean Parkway. The parents, we are going to have a parent track with speakers for the parents from 10:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. And then for the professionals out there that want to have Howard Glasser's Nurtured Heart Approach to be trained by him personally, where you're able to get 6.5 CEUs, you can register online. The professional track is from 9 to 5. Register at TorahPsychology.org. And the parents, I'm talking to every parent out there, prevention, 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 parent track, register at maskparents.org, maskparents.org. And any parent that pre-registers will get a book from Howard Glasser for free, a gift from Mask for free. So register online, and it's from 10:30 to 2. I just want to share with our listeners that we will also be showcasing treatment centers from across the United States. Organizations, outpatient clinics are going to be there so that you can speak to in person and meet with them. So come Sunday, April 29th. Sarah, I'd like to ask you, how was it to take off your mask, to go to a group with other parents, the confidentiality, which you know at every meeting we discuss the rules of confidentiality. So how was it back then, 2014, isn't today? Today there are more organizations out there also helping.
It wasn't easy, but once you made peace that this is what Hashem wants from you and this is your challenge, it's okay. It's all okay. It's from Hashem to the child, and if you stop looking around what the world wants from you and what Hashem wants from you and what the child needs, everything else falls away. Everything else falls away. If you're doing this L'Shem Shemayim, and if you're really doing this for the child's health and for Yiddishkeit, it doesn't matter. It didn't matter to me if someone looked me in the eye or looked at me funny if my kid was called differently than the child next door. I don't care. It's okay. I was taught and I was educated that my child has to grow in a different way. What does Hashem want from me and my child, not from my neighbor? It didn't matter.
Yep. We really need to take off our masks, the mask of denial. And there are no guarantees. There are no silver bullet answers.
No, but it's like this, Rahama. It's like this. Why is it when a child is not healthy in a physical illness, different? That's okay to drive with a wheelchair? Why is this different? Your child needs something else now, needs a different path, needs a different derech. We have to heal our children. We have different discernments in our age. And the kid needs something else. It's not 1995, 1990 that the kids were all the same. And I don't know. There's, for some reason, this is our assignment right now.
It
wasn't easy, but once you made peace with the fact that this is L'shem Shemayim, it's like a mitzvah, it's like our calling, then it's okay. And the more relaxed I was, and the more okay I was, the more acceptance I was, the easier it was on us, and the easier it was on the child. And the easier it was on the family.
And research shows that the language that we use to describe whether it's addiction, mental health, or any mental health issues can either perpetuate or overcome the stereotypes and a lack of the empathy that can keep people from getting the treatment they may need. So we educate the community, we offer resources, we let you know they're available, and we're developing an environment of change, reducing stigma. We are working towards stigma-free. I would like very much to thank you, Sarah. I would like to wish you a complete refuah shlema, continued nachas from your daughter, from your whole family. And I want to say, thank you, but I really want to personally thank you for coming on the radio show with the message of never, never give up, and for parents to take off their mask. Call Mask 718-758-0400. Don't wait till it gets unmanageable. Call early for prevention, anonymously, no name necessary. And thank you again, Sarah. And I'd like to wish all my listeners a wonderful evening and a good Shabbos. Thank you.
What are we gonna do with our children? What are we gonna do to show we care? How are we gonna be there for our children when they feel that life has just not been that fair? Now you can explore Jewish history and heritage traveling the world's great waterways. Kosher River Cruises, the only kosher all-inclusive luxury five-star cruise, combines the luxury and ease of riverboat cruising with exciting and educational land touring and delicious glatt kosher cuisine prepared by Chef Malcolm Green. Whether you're interested in discovering Jewish history and heritage along the world's great waterways, or just looking to sit back and relax from the comfort of your floating hotel, just watching the scenery pass you by, then this is the tour for you. It includes daily touring, education, lecture, entertainment programs, plus so much more. 2018 cruises include Vietnam and Cambodia, June 18th, Portugal and Spain, July 31st, and join me, Zev Brenner, on the Danube. Budapest to Prague, commemorating the life of Simon Wiesenthal with the Simon Wiesenthal Center as Rabbi Marvin Heyer, Rabbi Abraham Cooper, and Rabbi Meir May, October 22nd. New for 2019, Brazil. Visit us at kosherrivercruise.com for more information and cruise details. That's kosherrivercruise.com. I look forward to sailing with you.
Dad, I am totally lost in my math. My teacher goes way over my head. How will I ever pass this class?
I've always been a concerned parent, and I hated to see my daughter struggle with her math. I worried that her poor math skills would hurt her future. It wasn't that she didn't try, but she kept falling further behind. Then we got help with Math Made Easy. Concepts are simplified in a step-by-step approach, and students learn at their own pace. Within weeks, my daughter's grades improved, and she regained her confidence. Math Made Easy has all levels, from arithmetic and fractions to algebra, even calculus. Best of all, it's affordable for everyone. Listen, end the frustration. I'd like you to call now for a 30-day risk-free trial. 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Call now. 1-800-872-6284. 1-800-USA-MATH. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
TCN, Talk Line Communications Network Radio, America's number one Jewish program.